From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Bridget O'Brien. Since the shooting at Stoneman Douglas High School, alumni from around the country are coming back home. They say during this painful time for their community, they have to be present. WLRN's Nadege Green brings us this report.
Chelsea Terrell graduated from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High in 2016. When she heard about the shooting at her alma mater, she drove from the University of North Florida with her golden retriever.
I thought I'd bring along my six-year-old Golden, who's certified as a therapy dog, to just come out here, and if anyone needs any comfort, I know she brings me a lot of comfort.
Her friend, Catherine Crocker, booked a flight from Atlanta. Crocker graduated last year. She was a cheerleader, and she says Christopher Hickson, the school's athletic director, had a big heart. He was killed in the shooting.
He loved the cheerleading team. Like, he gave me my varsity letter personally. This is my hometown that's being affected by all of this. It's not a dream anymore. Like, it's my hometown.
The former students say they will show up for their community in any way they can. I'm Nadege Green in Broward County.
The American Red Cross is providing support and services to those directly affected by the shooting. They will be offering a number of services, including counseling and health care assistance, available throughout the week at the Parkland Recreation and Enrichment Center on Trails End. And coming up, WLRN presents a special hour-long program devoted to the school shooting. We'll be talking to several Stoneman Douglas students and their parents. The discussion will be hosted by WLRN's Tom Hudson. That conversation begins next. This is WLRN News. I'm Bridget O'Brien.